I thought for the first part of this period, could offer a bit of a guided meditation on looking through different lenses at a particular object, in this case, the breath. As I said earlier, at times the mind needs a lot of space, and that's the best way to connect with experience. And other times the mind can get very interested and focused and wants to look deeply into a smaller area of investigation. So part of the art of practice is just getting a sense of what's right for you at any particular time. And so with this practice, you can see again how exploring can be fun and interesting. So first, a wider panoramic lens. As you're sitting here, just get a sense of your whole body sitting. And the breath coming in and out of this form called this body, but without necessarily focusing in on some aspect of the breath, just feel your whole body as it sits here. And letting the breath just happen all by itself. And here you are, simply receiving it. A very relaxed, open, connecting. Nothing that you need to make happen. Just know that you're sitting here, alive and breathing. And anything else that just arises, there might be vibrations or other things that are happening, let the mind be very relaxed and spacious and just allow. And as you become grounded in the body, you can let go of any effort in trying to make anything happen or needing to explore. Just relax and enjoy the fact that you're sitting here breathing. And this mode of connection can be very helpful when there's a tightness in the mind or you're tired and it's not so easy to focus in a refined way. Just relax and let the breath come to you in a very grounded and easy, receptive way. And the sounds can be in the background, or sensations, or anything is just arising in this spacious field. So this is one mode of connecting with the experience, and the lens is a wide angle lens, panoramic lens, just knowing that you're sitting here. And then at times there will be perhaps a more energy or a clarity and more interest, and instead of the more receptive receiving mode, there can be more of an investigative mode. Investigation is one of the seven factors of awakening. And so this is also another way to connect with experience. So now I invite you to look and experience with real interest more subtle aspects of the breath. And I know that for some people the breath isn't your primary anchor, and so if that's so for you, or if it's difficulty being with the breath, then you can just stay with the more natural, open, receptive mode, or however you're doing your practice. But if you want to explore and experiment, just let your attention be drawn into notice more subtle aspects. If you're feeling the breath, for instance, at the nostrils, see if you can notice just the moment that the in-breath begins. Or if you're noticing at the belly or the chest, just the moment that the rising starts. Is there a distinct moment of beginning, or is it more of a wave that gathers? And once that in-breath begins, noticing through the rest of the in-breath, does it come in waves or puffs or pieces, or is it just one continuous experience? If you're feeling at the belly, does it feel like a band or a balloon expanding? And is it one steady motion, or is it in segments, in pieces? Check it out. As you're exploring the in-breath, are there any subtle sensations partway along the journey? A little tickle in your nose, or a tug on one side of your belly or another? Just see. Just be interested. You notice your nostrils flaring out if you're at that part of your body, or a particular sensation in the belly or the chest that you hadn't seen before. And following the in-breath, see if you can notice just the moment that it ends and turns into the out-breath. Or the rising stops and shifts into the falling. See if you can catch that moment. Don't have to get tight, just become interested and curious. And then when the out-breath continues, see, again, does it happen in one steady movement, or the falling in one steady motion, or does it happen in pieces and segments? Any subtle sensations along the way out. And then see if you can notice just the moment where the out-breath ends, or the falling. Does it immediately turn to the next in-breath, or is there a space? If there does happen to be a space, you might find it helpful to let your attention rest in some touch point. For instance, if you're feeling it at the nose, you might just let your attention rest in the lips touching each other, just feeling that in that in-between time. Or if you're feeling it at the belly, you might just notice yourself sitting where your buttocks are touching the ground or the chair. So you're not hurrying the next breath along. If there's no gap, no need to create one, then you just notice the next in-breath. But if there is, you might, if you were noting, note something like in, out, touching, touching, in, out. And now you might also find it interesting to notice the difference between the in-breath and the out-breath. Is one longer or shorter? Or are they equal? One cooler or warmer, or any difference in temperature at the nostrils. Again, if you're feeling it at the nostrils, do they come in equally right and left? Or is one fuller than another? Each breath might be a bit different. Just check it out. In-breath smoother or rougher, or fuller or lighter if you're feeling it at the belly? You're just exploring for the fun of it. See if you can discover something that you never saw before. On an exploration. So this is bringing a more refined, microscopic exploration. And sometimes, if you're in that mode, it keeps things interesting from being boring. Oh, just another breath. Each breath is different. But other times, you won't be able to do this because there's not enough brightness or focus, in which case it's absolutely more skillful to just open up and know that you're sitting here. You find for yourself the right way to connect with your experience, whether it's the breath or any other part of experience. And then there are times where you won't be with the breath at all because you're drawn to listen to sounds or noticing other sensations or feeling an emotion. No right way. You just see the best way for you to connect with what's happening right now.